America weekend.
If I had a daughter at that time, would I have went on stage and grabbed the mic from someone else's? You know, this arena tomorrow, it's going to be a completely different setup. Some concert, something like that.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Stalfo. And Christina has Kanye on her mind.
Well, Ed, things are finally making sense. Remember at the MTV Music Awards how Kanye West had on all this brown, this big brown and beige outfit, looked like some gym attire he had on? Well, turns out that his season 2 collection of Yeezy's clothing line was just shown off at a surprise show during Fashion Week, and it literally was all beige. So, Ed, we were getting a sneak peek of something new, and we didn't even realize it. Don't you feel so special and lucky right now?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of Kanye's earth.
And on something totally unrelated, I guess Kim and Kanye got passed up for a huge mansion-sized converted warehouse living space overseas. Ed Sheeran got it, putting down $14 million for the place. The real estate agent said something about the community preferring Ed over Kim and Kanye. I wonder why.
Very simple, my fair co-host. When your name is Ed, the world is your oyster.
And Tom Brady makes it back into the Entertainment Report, but this time for going on the record and saying that he endorses Donald Trump. Apparently, they're good friends since 2002. They go golfing and they hang out. Now, all of you people that were picketing about the suspension that never happened, you can go picket in support of Donald. And let's talk about the Kardashians, because you know, they're always in the news. So Kylie, Kim, Kendall, and Khloe apparently all launched their own pay sites, allowing their fans to be invited in to experience their world for the low, low price of $2.99 a month. I guess some guy was able to analyze the sites and figured out who got the most subscribers in the first 24 hours. This is groundbreaking information here, Ed, okay? A total of 890,000, or a little bit over 891,000 people subscribed in the first 24 hours. Here's the breakdown, okay? Kylie coming in first with 74% of the subscriptions. Khloe in second, 11%. Kim in third with 9%. Kendall coming in a solid last with only 6%. Here's my question. With all of their lives so out there in the open and you can find anything about any one of them, why is anyone paying $2.99 for anything related to these people? I just don't get it. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Stalfo. Ed, back to you.
Christina is spot on as always. Why would you spend $2.99 or whatever it is so you can get more access to the Kardashians? The Kardashians are the most ubiquitous media people we've seen in 50 or 60 years. They're everywhere. They're on TV. They're every place online. They control this. They control that. A couple of weeks ago, I'm watching the U.S. Open, and they actually turned away from the live action to show Kim Kardashian being escorted into the tennis facility with her security. Please. And we're going to pay so we can get more? I'll pay $2.99 to get less. Where do I sign up for that? That'll be in next week's Entertainment Report. And Christina will be back next week. Well, she's all over the place. You know that. Christina is all over the place on this show. And that's a good thing. Anyway, moving along. Who are the highest paid actresses in television? Well, if you knew who won last year and who won the year before that and the year before that, it's an easy answer for you, and it's Sofia Vergara. Yes, the star of Modern Family. She earned $28.5 million over the past year. Now, it's not just from Modern Family. It's also from her endorsements with CoverGirl and Head & Shoulders. But if I was to say to you, who is the number one woman on television? Would you automatically think Sofia Vergara? She's on a show with, 10 other people? And that show in and of itself, is that such a big conversation starter? When you go to work, did you see Modern Family last night? No, and I don't think it ever was. But $28.5 million. But Ms. Vergara has company on the list this year. And you only have to look as far as the Big Bang Theory. Kaley Coco Sweeting tied Vergara for first place on the list. And it also has to do with the fact that Kaylee is now paid $1 million an episode, plus her deal with Priceline.com. Because, you know what, when you think Priceline.com, you're not thinking Bill Shatner anymore. You're thinking Kaylee Coco Sweeting. Let's see, Modern Family co-star Julie Bowen appeared on the list for the first time in third place, earning $12 million for her role in an endorsement deal with Bridgestone. Fourth place,
Ellen Pompeo of Grey's Anatomy took home $11.5 million. Fifth place on the list was Mariska Hargitay of Law & Order SVU, and she pocketed $11 million for her troubles. The Good Wife's Juliana Margulies took home $10.5 million, tying with funny woman Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation, who also wrote a best-selling book, Yes, Please. Wow. Would you think that Amy Poehler, from just because of Parks and Recreation and some book, would take home $10.5 million? Now, don't we have stories in this show about, oh, media is getting all watered down. It's not just TV anymore. It's TV, it's film, and it's all this YouTube stuff and Hulu this and Pandora that and all this other stuff. But still, there's money for these people to make this incredible amount of it. Stay with us. Dirty planes. How dirty? We're going to find out. That's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are early birds or night owls more successful?
According to research, morning people are, because they tend to be more proactive.
Dr. Christopher Winter with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine offers these steps to change your internal clock. 1. Wake up early every day, including weekends.
2. Don't hit snooze.
3. Use light to trick your brain into thinking the sun is up.
4. Exercise.
5. Eat protein, which facilitates wakefulness. Skip carbs, which promote sleep.
6. Don't nap to fall asleep earlier at night.
Do this for 2 weeks to turn your inner night owl into a morning lark. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Glad to be with you. In western states where uranium is found, 43,153 new uranium mining claims were filed last year alone. 43,000! And a fair measure of them in and around the Grand Canyon. Uranium is both a toxic heavy metal and a source of radiation. Scientists are concerned about mining radioactive materials in tourist-filled state parks. Plus, the Colorado River Aqueduct downflows to some 20 million people in Southern California. Active signs even stand in the Grand Canyon from a closed 1919 uranium mine, still warning visitors not to drink the water or enter because of elevated radiation levels. Irradiating the habitats of the Grand Canyon is like grinding up Stonehenge for the cement.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.